Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming to church today, man. Concerning dream interpretation, if you can only agree to keep things simple. You know, just agree and keep things simple. You know, you get it. Amen? You dream you're going to America, then you start saying that the dream means heaven. You know, keep things simple. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, if the simple thing is not working, then you know now, probably there's, try to take a step higher. Keep things simple. Amen? Yeah. When God speaks to you in a dream, he's not trying to confuse you. Keep things simple. Yeah. Last Sunday, we talked about honoring previous and past generations. Very important. We especially use the example of spiritual leaders, though it applies for all other leaders, your workplace, leaders, those who have died, they're already in heaven, they could have made mistakes, even if they didn't, just because they are away does not mean that we don't have to talk about them, we don't have to learn anything from them. In fact, the best people to learn from, in my opinion, are those who made mistakes. That's not a scripture, so don't say, but it's good, so that you can know how to. So you learn from the mistake, respectfully look at it, and learn from it so that you don't make it. But if we disregard them, even those who are living, but they are now no longer the number ones, like they used to be, we still have to honor them. Amen? There is no one who's perfect, even though they're still doing wrong things, they're still saying things which are not right, they're still saying stuff which is, we still have to what? Honor them, And for those who are still, even those who have gone on with the Lord, basically the previous and the past, if you honor them, then you might be chosen. Actually, you qualify to be among those who God can choose from, for their mantles to be passed over to you. Amen? And when that happens, your work in the Lord will be made simpler. Amen? But if you disregard them, then that means you can't get anything from them. You remember, it's God who anointed them. And even when they are no longer as famous, as great, as they used to be, they still have something, which God would want them to pass over to the next generation. But remember again, this refers not only to spiritual leaders, but to, every area of life. Honor those who have been there before. Honor those who are in that position before you came. Hallelujah. And the Bible says if you do that, then you will live long at that position. And you will see good days. Amen? Yeah. I hope you guys know what Sarada had come to do 2 weeks ago. Apostle Jasrada. You know. You guys, to have to bless us. What he had come to do is evidently in there with someone. You know, it's in the someone what he had come to do. There's someone who wanted now to really see what had happened in the spirit when he came. What really happened beyond the words, beyond, someone who wanted to really see. So that night, God gave him a dream and he saw what had really happened. Amen? Now, among those who we should honor, those who might not be great or they're in the past, among those who God wants us to honor, is the people and the nation of Israel. Amen. Amen? Amen? You know, God wants, because in a sense they are our fathers, you know, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And most of you know these things, but salvation came to us, you know, the Bible is so clear, it says that salvation is of the Jews. Jesus told a lady that salvation is of the Jews. Amen? And then, so Jesus came, you know, the people for whom he had come for rejected him. Now when he was rejected by them, that's when now the Gentiles, non-Jews, were now brought into the picture. Amen? But then it also says that they were not like rejected forever. You know, Amen? They are not rejected, and the time is going to come when the fullness of the Gentiles have come in the Lord, and then the process will begin again for Israel. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. And because salvation is from them, we receive salvation because of them, God expects us to honor them. Amen? Yeah. Now, he's not telling us to honor perfect people. Amen. Jews, like other people, have been responsible for so many evils. Amen. Just like you have been responsible for so many evils. Isn't it? You know, however, God still expects us to honor them. And he say when you honor them, then there's a blessing in honoring them. Right now, the church is like the number one, so the Israel is kind of relegated. Amen? But God still expects us to what? To honor them. In the same way we talked about last Sunday, how we're supposed to honor the previous and the past. Amen? So that is what we're going to talk about. Very simple stuff, isn't it? Isn't that simple? Hallelujah. John chapter 4, verse 22. Jesus told you remember he met a lady at the well, a Samaritan woman, and they were talking. Then Jesus told her that you worship what you do not know. Then he said, but we, the Jews, Jesus was a Jew, Jesus was what? Jesus wasn't a black. And so he says, you guys, you worship what you don't know, but we Jews, we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Hallelujah. Amen. Then Matthew chapter 15, from verse 21-27, he said that then Jesus went out from there, from somewhere, and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan, a woman of what? Yeah, came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But Jesus answered her not a word. Jesus gave her what? Dennis, gave her what? Gave her doors. You guys know that term, giving someone doors. That's like snubbing them. Hallelujah. Before I got born again, and shortly after I got born again, guys in medical school used to call me a master of doors. Anyway, yeah. So Jesus gave her doors. And then he says, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of Israel. You see those scriptures? You can't run away from them. He wasn't sent except what? I know there are guys here who hate Israel. So I think God has come for you. You hate Jews. You just want them out of that place. Amen? Anyway, so Jesus says, I was not sent except to the lost sheep or the house of what? Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Jesus called you what? Hallelujah. So he said that, what? It is not good to take the children's bread. The children now are the Jews. Eh? And the little dogs are the Gentiles. Amen? And then she said, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's what? Table. Anyway, but the story ends by Jesus healing her daughter. But the point I'm trying to make is salvation was of the Jews. Amen? The bread was for the children, not the dogs. Glory to God. The Bible also says in John chapter 1 verse 11 and 12, it says that Jesus came to his own and his own, the Jews, did not receive him. But as many as received him, including you. Amen? First he came to his what? His own. And his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. To those who believe in his name. Now that is a good news. Eh? Salvation was of the Jews, but now you are also brought in. Eh? When you believed in Jesus, amen, now you also are called a child of God. Glory be to God. Amen? But, like I said at the beginning, it came to you after they had rejected it. Amen? But simply because they rejected it does not mean that now they are useless, they are written off. The Bible is so clear that God still loves them. Amen? Hallelujah. You know that scripture which we talk about a lot? Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. It says, now this, he was talking to Jews. Jeremiah was talking to Jews. He wasn't talking to your grandfather. Amen? The Old Testament was not written to your grandfather. Amen? There were no prophets in Africa. Hallelujah. Africa was full of what? Clan leaders. Now, these things sound bad to some people, but it's the truth. Eh? Hallelujah. And those of you who are trying to preach the Ten Commandments, people say, the Ten Commandments were not given to you. They were given to a group of people at Mount Sinai. And your tribe wasn't among them. So you leave the Ten Commandments alone. Learn from them what you can, but don't try to force people to live by them. They're not given to you. Anyway, Jeremiah said to the Jews, and he's speaking here, then he says, the Lord has appeared of old to me, saying to who? To the Jews, saying that I have loved you with an everlasting love. I've loved you with what? An everlasting love. The key word there is everlasting. Everlasting. They rejected the Lord, but God has to find a way of dealing with this word everlasting. And there's nothing can do about it. Because God is not like your what? Your what? Your boyfriend. He changes not. He means what he says and he cannot retract his words. So he said he loved the Jews with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Everlasting what? Love. Everlasting. Irrespective of their rejecting the Lord. Amen. Romans chapter 11. Now we're going to read a long passage of scripture. Man, I don't want to go to heaven, and God holds me accountable for people not having read their Bibles. So we're going to read Anyway, Romans 11, from verse 11 to 31. Amen. You should fall in love with the Word of God. So this is Paul saying, and he says that, I say then, have they, the Jews, stumbled that they should fall? Have they rejected Jesus that they should be no more? Then he says, certainly not. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. You've seen it? Then he says, now if their salvation, if their fall is riches for the world, and their failure riches for the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. If by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh and save some of them. For if their being cast away is a reconciling of the world, they were cast away, therefore you are brought in. For if their being cast away is a reconciling of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? Meaning that they will be accepted back. That time is coming. Amen? For if the first fruit is holy, the lamp is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. The Gentiles, rather the Jews, are the first fruits. Amen? And they are the roots. They are the roots. Hallelujah. Then he says, and if some of the branches were broken off, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree, you are what? A wild olive tree. Wild. You see, the Bible doesn't miss words. Like some people want me to, what, to tone down. Hallelujah. Wild olive tree. Wild. So it says, and if some branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. Do not what? Do not boast. And by the way, what I'm talking about today refers also to what we talked about last Sunday. Amen? If a man of God fell and why they got into issues, and then for you now you're there, you know, you're there, He says, do not boast. Do not what? Do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the roots, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well said, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be what? Haughty, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fail, severity, but toward you goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off, and they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if you are cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are natural branches? Jews are natural branches. For you are a wild branch. Amen? Thank God I'm reading. Now this is a bit about reading the Bible. You throw it in guys' faces. Now you can say, Moses, man, he has got an offer. He's dealing with those guys who are fake. This year, man. Hallelujah. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer, Jesus, will come out of Zion And he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. When he comes back, when? In the millennium. Eh? Paul and John, have you heard? In the millennium. Eh? When he comes to rule for 1,000 years. Eh? Amen? He will come and turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. So then he says that concerning the gospel, their enemies, they rejected the gospel. So concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. For your what? For your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. God loves the Jews. Eh? Hallelujah. He not only loves them, but I won't go there, but he also wants them to live in their homeland. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. But that's another subject. Eh? They are beloved for the sake of the fathers. The fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Eh? Hmm? They are beloved. For he has loved them with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Then he says, why? Because for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Old KJV says they are without repentance. Hallelujah. The enemies of the Jews are in trouble today. Amen. Sam used to be a what? A Palestinian Coast Guard. Yeah? Yeah, we are first vivid there. Eh? Let me first enjoy myself. Eh? If you're anti-Jews and anti them being in their land, amen, you are partners with the devil. You what? It's true, by the way, it's true, eh? You see that land, when you read, I think, in Genesis 15, eh? God made a covenant with Israel, with Abraham. A covenant. Eh? You know, eh? And that covenant, there were no conditions. No conditions. God didn't say, if you joyfully, yeah, then you understand. Eh? The if wasn't there. You understand? Eh? Meaning that even though Jews over make which weapons and then they do what, then they mess up guys in South Africa, they're the ones who messed up the blacks in South Africa, they're the ones who made over which weapons. You understand? That's not the point. That's not the what? That's not the point. The point is the deal God made with the father. That's why they say they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. Most guys who have worked for, like the press, journalism, they ever, were you also, you worked in Monitor once, New Vision, you must say, that's why I was looking for, where's your husband? You know, they are very, but some of them are not, but they have to write, so that they can keep their jobs, right, the Palestinian, so that they can keep it, but in their hearts they are like zero, Now, like, it looks like no one voted Trump. It looks like no one voted Trump. But the guy won. And Clinton doesn't dispute that the guy won. But it's like no one voted Trump, So, but the guys are there, So they're showing us, CNN, how the whole America is rioting. But the guy was, But then you guys, be careful with media. When you watch that nonsense, read that crap, you can think the whole of the United States, that the whole population, they are homosexuals and lesbians. Which is not true. You see, even Europe, they're showing you how what, but you watch some a godly channel and they're showing you people in France, who are protesting the legalizing of what? Israel, if you're anti-Israel, if you're anti-Jews, if you want them out of their homeland, which God gave to them by covenant. covenant. And even demarcated the boundaries very clearly. Now, if you're anti that, now what are you for? Aren't you for the devil? No, you guys answer me, hear me. Aren't you of the devil? You are of what? Now, this is what I'm saying. There are some guys I think God, he came for. You're not answering. You are working in partnership with the devil if you're anti-Israel. It is true. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? Obama was working for the devil. By the way, you guys, there haven't been so many wicked leaders like Obama. You see, most of you, I know most of you, you liked Obama when he was campaigning. Why? Because black. You are a racist. You are a racist. Because of black. But the guy outlined his agenda, what he was coming to do. And when he came in, he did that. Promote homosexuality. That was his gospel in the nations. Homosexuality. Now, there is your black man. There is your what? There is your black man. Because he's black. So what? Black. You are a racist. You're there harassing some people because they don't like your tribe. But you're a racist. You know you don't like Indians or Chinese. Why? You know? You even just don't like your fellow black guy because what? Different tribes. Someone has a cuter nose than you. You don't like them. I mean, what you do, you just marry in their tribe, what? So that your kids can get cute noses. Hallelujah. Celebrate the cute, you understand? And when you honor the cute nose, God might what? The mantle might be passed what? Onto you. The mantle of cute what? But I'm very serious. Very, very serious. You guys think I'm joking, huh? So, they are beloved for the sake of the what? The fathers. Amen? Now this principle does not only apply to but it is a principle that applies for everybody. Eh? You know, now like, how many of you read my book? If you have, it's about prosperity. Eh? It will help you. If you're new here and you don't know about that book, it's at the back. Eh? God told me to write it so that you'll never be broke again in your life. Eh? Amen. Now, for those of you who have read it, you have read chapter 9, Leaving an Inheritance. I've told these stories for years, eh? So most of you know those things. Eh? Amen. Now, in that story, rather in that chapter, I write about how, you know, God, you know, wanted to bless my children. Eh? But he says it's because of what you have done. Eh? Amen. Sacrifices you have made that now I am going to do something with your kids. Eh? Way greater than what you did for me. You know, eh? So now, in a sense, whatever Eden and Abigail do, eh? You understand? Eh? For the sake of the father. You understand? Eh? They're not going to do this, eh? But if they went to school, and threw stones at the glass windows, you understand? Eh? They can throw them out of that school, but they cannot remove the blessing. Because that blessing has nothing to do with them. It has to do with what God said to the father. Hallelujah. Amen. But that's another point, eh? But that's, God wants that to be the same with your children. Amen? God wants to bless your children for your sake. Amen? All you have to do, just walk with the Father. Eh? Walk with God. Eh? Obey his commands. Eh? You understand? Live for him and only him. Eh? Amen? And your children, you know, it will go well with them. Hallelujah. So they are beloved for the sake of the Father, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Amen? For as you are once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience, even so, these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they may also obtain what? Mercy. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? You have obtained mercy, eh? Because of their disobedience, eh? You know, eh? And they will also come in, eh? Time is coming, eh? Starting with what? The first day of the millennium. Amen? The deliverer is going to come to Zion and he will take all their sins. They will accept their Messiah, the Jews. Eh? But in the meantime, God wants us to honor them. Eh? Because it is because of them that now we are born again. Hallelujah. And I read you that scripture. Eh? I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and I have called you. Eh? I have drawn thee with loving kindness. Amen. Now, Jeremiah 31, verse 35 and 36. By the way, this 31, 35, 36. Yesterday, I was calling a friend of mine to ask him, to request him for a certain number of someone who I wanted to call. Eh? Amen? And that person's number is 0772 31, 35, 36. Then in a minute, I was looking for this what? Scripture. And the Lord told me, that's a confirmation. But I haven't told anyone to go by those things, eh? By those for number. So, it's me, you know, you go that way, you knock yourself on the head, amen? So, Jeremiah 31, 35, 36 says, thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for a light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who disturb the sea and its wells roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. Then he says, if those ordinances, eh, you know those ordinances, eh, the moon and the stars, eh, if those ordinances depart from me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever. Hmm? If you can still see the sun, the moon, and the stars, eh, just know that what? Israel is still a nation before God. You know, eh? Hmm? So if you enter Israel, find something to do with the what? The sun, man. To get out, you know, eh? Every time you look at the sun, it will haunt you, man. If you know this scripture, eh? If those ordinances depart from me, from before me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me. Israel will always be a nation before God. Forever. Hmm? Forever. Whatever Iran says, thank God Obama is away. Whatever any leader says, they can't do nothing about it. They are beloved for the sake of the fathers. Eh? KJV is better, I say, for the sake of the patriarchs. Hmm? This was a cool patriarch, you know. Eh? This lady, you read, once in a while, get into KJV. Eh? It sounds cool. Eh? You don't have to be there forever. Eh? But once in a while, get there, man. Eh? The language is poetic, for the sake of the patriarchs. Yes, the fathers. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Glory be to God. Eh? The Jews. Eh? We love the Jews. Meanwhile, these stars. Eh? Stars. Now, this has nothing to do with someone. Eh? But I may not get another opportunity to tell you about stars. So let me tell you. does. There's a guy, but I love supernatural stories, whether of the devil or, you know, I just love them. I love them. So there's a guy who, some of us, I don't know whether he dreams that I love those things. So he always usually sends me stuff about what? Someone who was into Illuminati, devil worship, and they got born again, and then now they give their stories. The guy always sends me those things. So anyway, last week, he sent me another one. Now, in this other one, anyway, don't over-listen to those guys. You first read your Bibles. But what those stories, some of them, they actually throw light, you know, to scripture. Especially when they are real stories, not just fake things. Do you know that every human being has a star? You know that? You don't know that? It's there. Anyway, it's there in the Bible. If you read your Bible well. Every human being is born as a star. That's why this thing of horoscopes, what? Those things, but there's truth to those, but don't go there, But there's truth to those things. That's why when you go on the net, to inquire about your life, some sites, they ask you for your birthday, Now, please don't go there, I know some people are going to be, some people who are not fools, they're going to be foolish after a year and they go, You get into trouble, You get a demon on you, Don't go there. But I've never gone there. You know, Then ask birthday what, This is why they want your birthday. And now when you give, anyway, but the whole thing has to do with stars, Do you remember when Jesus was born, The wise men, they saw a star. And they were like, a king has been born. That star was so bright, It wasn't an ordinary star of a human being who has been born. So bright that guys knew this was a king. You know, Depending on your calling, what you're going to do in the earth. So anyway, the brightness of the stars. That's why there's this thing, a football star, a music, you know, that stuff doesn't come from the blue. Amen? The guys who first began to use it knew what they were talking about, stars. So Jesus, you know, when he was born, guys, what? They saw a star and they knew a king has been born. So they thought maybe Herod, maybe his son, like the next king. So they go to Herod and say, no, you know. But they knew a king. Now, those wise men were not really wise men as we think about it now. Those guys were what? Were supernatural fellows. They were not just wise men, guys, wisdom, but zero. Guys were operating in what? The supernatural. Astrology, what those things. So they saw a star. Amen? You remember, God told Abraham that your descendants are going to be as numerous as the sand on the seashore, you know, and as the stars in the sky. Anyway, stars. I can assure everyone has a star, but don't look for it. You have Jesus, you understand? So anyway, I listened to this guy. He says that there is a top, some lady, a witch in Uganda, somewhere, you know. This guy was taken by a friend who was already in the mix. Taken to that place. They went somewhere where there was water that flowing, a river, I think, or so, or a lake, you know. And there was this lady, like the master of these things. You see, I have it on my phone. Should I send it to you? Yeah, then the lady was doing the soup, and this guy was amazed. But what she was doing, she was trying to basically use people's stars, and get them to work for now, these evil guys, for their favor. Like, your star is so bright, you have a great, you're blessed, you understand, but you're there just sleeping around, Now, Yoster is prone to being what? Then some guy is there, wealth, some witch wealth, eh? But because what? Anyway, you leave those things alone. I was just thinking about stars. You leave those things alone, amen? But for me, I love those things, eh? There's a book someone gave me years ago called, The Occult Grandmaster, Turn to Christ. Man, that book is powerful. Powerful, eh? It throws light into some of the scriptures, eh? Like when Jesus said that someone went and planted wheat, eh? And as they slept, the enemy came and sowed tares, eh? You know, eh? Any of those things, eh? And the guys say that actually, it is in the night time as people are sleeping. Now you see a scripture like that, you think it is an idol scripture, just a story about farming, eh? But no, these guys actually, in the spirit, it means much. Then the guy said, if you sleep for a certain number of hours a day, you are in trouble. A certain number of hours a day, you are in trouble. Because it is as he slept, then the enemy sowed what? Now that can explain why some guys are too powerful. Eh? Guys like Elvis. Eh? Elvis something didn't sleep. Anyway, leave those things alone, amen? Today we are talking about what? Anyway, but don't oversleep. Eh? Amen? But they have a weakness, sleeping. Eh? My wife can tell you, I have a weakness, oversleeping. Eh? I've prayed to God for years to allow, to give me the ability to sleep for a certain number of hours. Eh? And years ago, I had a dream when the Lord was telling me that at a certain point, I'm going to answer your prayer. He hasn't. There's some people who think that I'm always praying. You ask my wife, I'm not always praying. Eh? Most of the time, I'm sleeping. I'm telling you the truth. Eh? So when I hear of a guy who wakes up at 4, then no sleep, eh? Man, I was like, wow. Eh? I wish I... Amen? But Israel will never cease from being a nation. Amen? Amen. Now, how can we honor Israel? Eh? How can we honor Israel and the Jews? Eh? Number one, stop being a partner with the devil. Stop being anti-Israel, anti their homeland, anti what? Their what? Buddha, stop doing that. Eh? Amen? Number two, pray for them. Amen? Romans 10:1, this is Paul saying of his countrymen, his fellow Jews, he says that, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. Glory be to God. So pray for Israel. Pray for Israel. Pray for them. Amen? And there's a blessing in these things. Everything God tells you to do, there's some good attached to it, though he didn't have to say it. Amen? Amen? Amen. Pray for Israel, that they may be saved, that they may accept their Messiah. Hallelujah. Not only pray for them, but also pray for Jerusalem. Amen? Yes. Glory be to God. Psalms 122. Verse 6 and 7, it says that pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And this is how you should pray. May they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. Pray that the Jews might be saved, that they may accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But also pray for their homeland, especially Jerusalem. Eh? Amen? Everyone wants Jerusalem. Muslims want Jerusalem. You know, eh? If Obama was God, he would have given Jerusalem to what? To Muslims, you understand? To the Palestinians. You know, that place is for the Jews, according to the Bible. Eh? Sometimes you wonder, by the way, there's something which makes you wonder whether people are born again. Or if they're born again, you wonder whether they read the Bible. How can you be anti-Jews with all this clear evidence? Abraham is your father, isn't it? He's your father, eh? But you know that primarily he's the father of the Jews. Eh? Who's the father of Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot the 12 brothers, you know, who became the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. Now, how can you call yourself a child of Abraham? Eh? And you are. Eh? And then you hate the Jews. You're born again. The Bible says salvation is of the Jews. Now, how can you hate guys from whom something, you know, eh? And you came in because they rejected it. That's why now, we're going to catch a chance. There's some of these things, eh? If me, I was God, eh? My criteria for checking whether someone is born again, eh? Would be such things. But God just looks at their hearts. Eh? That's why, yeah, they are messed up in their heads, eh? But they believe me in their hearts. Don't worry, you know, eh? Yeah. But for me, I'll be using such things. If I were God. Now, aren't you glad that I'm not God? Because 80% of you wouldn't go to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Huh? So, pray that they may get saved. Pray for their peace. Eh? Pray for their prosperity. Amen. Amen. And if you have an opportunity, eh, give to them material, financial blessings if you can. Eh? Bless them financially. Whatever they're going to use that money for, whether to whatever missiles, that's what. And missiles are not evil. Do you know that? God, in fact, gives people skill, wisdom and sharpness to make those things. The Bible says God is a man of war. Do you know that scripture? God is a man of war. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyway, pray. Now, if you have an opportunity, give to them. Why you give to them? Because they blessed you with their salvation. So now you can bless them with just these things, money, which is not eternal. They bless you with something eternal. Now, the best you can do, bless them with something, whatever you can, especially money. Amen? Acts chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. It says that then one of them named Elvis, Prophet Agabus, stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened. Amen. Then verse 29. Then the disciples, each according to his ability, decided to send a seed. Amen. We are in the generation of seed sowing. Yeah? To send relief to the brethren dwelling in Judea, dwelling in Israel. Those were the Jews, brethren in Israel. So these guys decided to send relief. Why did they do that? They did that because of Romans chapter 15, verse 26 and 27. It says that for it pleased those from Macedonia and where? Huh? And what? I can't hear you. You guys, be confident. Eh? Be confident like Trump. To make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints who are in Jerusalem. Amen? It pleased them indeed, and they are their debtors. For if the Gentiles have been partakers of their spiritual things, their duty, your duty, is also to minister to them in material things. Glory be to God. Amen? You understand, eh? God told Abraham, when he got him, he says, I will bless those who bless you. And I will do what? What did God say? God said, I will curse. God said what? He will curse. God. I don't know what you guys have to, these scriptures, how what? You try to make them not say that. You understand? And it says, I will bless. Anyway, let's read it. Genesis 12, from verse 1 up to 3. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, we're honoring those who have gone before us. That's what we are talking about last Sunday. And that's what we're talking about now. People who have gone before us are not useless. I read your scripture where I say, we need the old and the new. Amen. The Jews rejected Jesus. Amen. But these, and thank God, most of these scriptures I've read, they are in the New Testament. You know, God doesn't want us to disregard them. Are you listening to me? You can't disregard the past, the previous, just because now you know it. That's hallelujah. But then he told Abraham that I will make you, verse 2, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. Then he said, I will bless those who bless you and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Amen? You are a child of Abraham, yes. But this scripture still applies. That when you bless Israel with your prayers, praying for them that they may get saved, praying for the peace of Jerusalem, you know, giving to them when it is possible, amen, God will bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Honoring the past and the previous, there's a blessing in that. Hallelujah. There's a blessing in that. Glory be to God. You guys, you should have seen the letter I wrote to Serada, to Apostle Serada, when I was inviting him. It was full of honor, honoring those guys, man. You're here because of those chaps. Amen. Now, no wonder, I think even him, he doesn't know what he had come to do. But if you listen carefully to what he said, and if I told you the dream someone had that night, what really happened in the spirit, then you will take honoring the past and the previous, you will take it seriously. Amen? Glory be to God. So we're going to pray for Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just take a minute or two and just pray that the Jews might get saved. Like Paul said in Romans 10:1, I pray that they might get saved. My prayer to God for Israel is that they may get saved. Just pray. God hears those prayers, and those prayers will impact some Jews somewhere. They might not be in Israel, they might be in the States, they might be somewhere in the world, even in Uganda. Pray that they may accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. For he came, first of all, for them. Also pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for its prosperity. A good number of Jews are wealthy, they are rich. Yeah, God has no problem with making people richer. Father, we pray that the Jews will accept you as their Lord and the Messiah. Father, we know that a time is coming in the millennium when after that war of Armageddon, they will be in serious trouble and they will cry out for their Savior. And Father, at that time, Jesus will come on Mount Zion and he will save them. And they will believe in him whose hands were pierced on the cross. And they will accept him as their Messiah. And he will reign over them and over the whole earth for 1,000 years. But Father, even before that time comes, may more Jews enter into what was originally theirs. May they enter into your plan of salvation. May they receive that gift, for it was for them. And we pray, Father, for the peace of Jerusalem, for the peace of Israel. May there be peace in that land, and may there be prosperity. May Israel increase, Father. May it increase abundantly. May it overflow with your goodness and with your abundance. You know, loving Jews and honoring them, it will get you, God will bless you for it. All my life, from the day I got born again, I've always had a heart for those people. Amen? And I also know God told me when I got born again that one of my callings will be one day to go to Israel and bring them to the Lord. He told me that. But I love those guys. So I remember, one time, I wanted to go to California to meet Lyadon, to see Benny Hinn, to see where Catherine Kuhlman was buried, to see Amy Semple, McPherson's temple, Then some Jew, he was kind of like, not really my immediate boss, but the leader or the organization, he was sitting in San Francisco, Gay's man came up with a scholarship. You understand? Brought it to Uganda, then advertised. Anyone who wants to go and study in America, But guys had brought it for me. You understand? So they gave it to me. Amen? Now they tell you now apply. You have the scholarship, now apply so that the university can admit you. By the time I go to apply, the deadline had passed like 2 months. So I wrote to this Jew. I was like, the thing is over. Then he wrote for another Jew at Berkeley. You understand? Then the guy, let him ignore that nonsense on the site. Let him just write. Then I will receive. You understand? Now for me, I saw it. Consider this Jew's man working for my good. And I was like, this must be because of my love for those people. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? I will bless those who bless you. The scripture says. Amen? You've been blessed? Yes. Even the anti-Israel folks? Yes. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.